This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 8th, 2011, episode 115. Band. And of course, today we are doing a all musical episode, as we've done with Templeton Thompson, as we've done with Marianne Kennedy, Dan Roberts. Once a month, we like to do a musical episode and play, you know, and bring to you guys some of the music that you might not hear because it's not on the radio, because it's independent. And this is so crazy, Lindsay, how this happened. All that happened was Lindsay and I reconnected on Facebook. She asks me a couple questions. I answer them, and then she posts a picture of her and I in our early 20s singing and playing guitar on a stage. Of course, Glenn the Geek gets a hold of it, and what does he do? He exploits it.
For all it was worth.
For all it was worth. Then he made me play guitar and harmonica on the show the next time when it was like a past life. And now my past life is just right smack in front of me. And I'm so excited. I never imagined that in my entire radio career, I would be able to do an hour long show with a very good friend of mine, Lindsay Rakers. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. It's great to be here.
It's got to be weird. I mean, I know it's weird for me, like doing these musical episodes or just doing a show and being able to introduce to people some music that I'm just such a huge fan of. I'm just such a huge fan of yours, your music, your attitude, your demeanor, your excitement about life. I love all of that about you. And I hope that everybody's going to get just a little taste of that today.
Oh, I look forward to it. And it's also a pleasure for me to reconnect with you and get to chat on the airwaves, no less.
I know, absolutely.
Now, before you go on there, you two, how long did you two actually play together? How long were you doing gigs together?
What do you think, Jamie? Maybe a year or so?
A year or so playing together, yeah, but I actually, it sounds like a cheesy pickup line, but yeah, Lindsay and I met in a bar. It was this sports bar that we went to all the time. The guy that I was dating at the time, oh my God, 100 years ago. And there's this cute girl that's standing up on stage or just in the front of the bar playing guitar. And I'm like, she's good. She's really good. And at that point, I was playing a little bit. And I think the next week, Lindsay made me come up and play one of my songs. And we were just friends ever since. Now, since I moved to Phoenix and before that, Lindsay got married. And then I was, you know, with Chad, we kind of lost touch for a long time. But, you know, still keeping in touch on Facebook. And, you know, that's what's so great about Facebook is you can still have people in your life. And so I never really felt lost from Lindsay at all. But, you know, because you get to see what each other's doing. Do you agree?
Definitely. And I love that you have a blog that's been fun to sort of check out once in a while and see the life and times of Jamie, now Jennings, right?
It is Jennings. Weird. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Our friendship was definitely like single girl pals taking the town by storm for a while, and I definitely think we settled down a little bit and had respective relationships, and that was part of why we fell out of touch. And then life took you to a different state, and you have a horse ranch now.
That's what
amazing.
I was gonna ask you, Lindsay, did you ever come and ride with me or see the horses? I think you did.
Well, I have to tell you, I listened to your harmonica show because I wanted to
see. Oh, did you listen to her play and her debut?
I did. It was great. And I did hear you talking about that. No, I wanted to ride horses, but I think I never had the morning energy to go with you on your trip because I think you tended to go when I was still in dreamland.
Typical musician, go to bed at 4, get up at 2 in the afternoon.
Noon.
Yeah,
indeed. I had every intention, but I don't think we ever made it.
Lindsay, I got to ask you a question. Both of you, actually. I owned an acting company, and we did 450 shows over 10 years. And with the same cast, we had the same 16 people for all 10 years. There's a special bond, and I know this is going to sound so corny, but it's true. There's a special bond that you develop when you actually are traveling and performing together. There's nothing like that.
And you're asking, are you asking about Jamie and my experience?
Well, I'm just saying in general, I know that, you know, you guys have been friends, but when you're traveling and doing those shows, there's just something special about being on stage that really brings you a little bit closer together.
Well, I'll jump in here, Lindsay, because I know what he's saying. And I think more than traveling and performing together, I think what drew us very close was writing songs together. Oh, okay. Because that's a place, and this interview is not about me, Lindsay, so jump in anytime. But that's how I felt writing songs because
now I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. You definitely bare your soul. I mean, you like, we shared our problems and we wrote songs about our problems. And then, you know, she all of a sudden meets this great guy and is writing these happy songs. Like, what happened to the girl who wrote breakup songs?
Yeah, I definitely feel that was special too. I mean, I co-write songs with our lead guitar player, Mark. But he writes guitar parts and I write the words to them. I don't think I've ever really co-written a song with anybody besides you, Jamie. And that the song that we wrote constantly, I love that song, and I regret that we never recorded it. It was a really quality song, and we just, I mean, we totally wrote that thing together.
It's never too late.
I think it was your guitar part, and we both had just started dating somebody, and we're both in this like little la-la land about it, and we wrote this effusive, cheery song about love, and it was really sweet and teenagery, and do you remember that?
I totally remember that. I remember that you played the flute in it, and we looked ridiculous up on stage because we're both about 5 feet tall, okay? It's not like we're huge people. And it was so funny because we would go to these like smoky bars with like these grunge rock guys up on stage shredding, and it's like, okay, Lindsay and Jamie, now time for happy pop songs.
So true.
My God. Well,
I think we were a force to be reckoned with, personally. I think the boys loved it.
Oh, we had no shortage of male fans, I'm not going to lie. But we're not talking about that right now because we're happy.
No, we're not.
Because Chad's home.
Exactly.
There was no man before Chad.
No. Heck no. I love you. I wanted to play a little bit of the next song of yours I wanted to play before we kind of get into your music history was the song. This is the Lindsay that I remember because it was like date somebody, then break up and then try somebody. You know, it's like trying a flavor of ice cream and then you decide you don't want that flavor anymore. And so it was kind of like that for a little while. Do you remember the Russell Crowe looking guy I dated? Oh my God, he was so cute. However, he was such an idiot.
Yes. Yes, the guy that got the black eye.
Yes. Oh my God. I can't believe you remember that. Glenn, I go on first date with this guy. I thought he was so cute, and he shows up at my house with a freaking black eye.
Thank God for your two brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Because they didn't have any fun with that at all.
But tell Glenn and the listeners what the guy's explanation was for his black eye.
I'm like, of course, immediately, I'm like, some damsel was in distress. He jumped in. He saved the day. You know, he was war torn because of it. No.
You are such a romantic. It's just disgusting, yeah. Actually.
And then the guy goes, I said, oh, my gosh, are you okay? Let me get you some ice. What happened? He's like, no, I'm cool. I went to the Georgia-Florida game, and, like, Florida won, and I'm a Georgia fan, so I, like, went looking for a fight, and we totally got in the awesomest fight. It was awesome.
That is exactly how I remember.
Did you go out on a date with him that night?
Oh. He was already picked me up.
It was a pity date from then on. Russell Crowe look alike or not.
God, he looks so much like Russell Crowe, and then he shows up with a black eye and he's like a complete idiot. So whatever, he was done for. So I wanted to play the song Breaking Up because this is the Lindsay that I remember, the Lindsay about, you know, doing this kind, living this kind of lifestyle that we did.
Great.
Hey. can't believe you're breaking up with me.
Well, I have to tell you guys that women are not the only one that can relate to that, because I sure have been broken up with a few times in my life. That one's not reserved just for you guys. This is Glenn the Geek and with Jamie Jennings. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning special musical episode with Lindsay Rakers of the Lindsay Rakers Band.
Now, Lindsay, give us a little bit of history about your band. I mean, when I met you, your band name was, and I love reading your bio because it's in there. The band name for Lindsay was Tiny Girl, because everybody always says, how does that tiny little girl have that big, big voice? And I realize now why you changed your band name. And it says, in late 2004, Tiny Girl became the Lindsay Rakers Band. And I remember that, but I never knew. It says here that the name change was a pivotal career move, as Google searchers seeking this particular tiny girl were often led astray. Yeah, I would assume Googling tiny girl, you might get a little more than you bargained for.
Oh, is that the truth? Well, okay. So, yes, we started out as Tiny Girl in 2003 with our first gig. And I found my bandmates on the internet, a now defunct website that was called AtlantaMusician.com. And since then, you know, there have been over 10 members of this band as it's metamorphosized. And some of the members have been found through Craigslist, and some have been friends of other band members. It's been a really, you know, amazing sort of process. And let's see. So now we've been playing in some form or another for almost 8 years. And the guitar player, Mark Evers, is from the original Tiny Girl. And he's the only one. The drummer, the other lead guitar player, and the bass player are all newer, but have been around for a while as well.
Okay. And then, so when you guys switched to the Lindsay Rakers Band, I just remember you were always on Dave FM every week. Right, which was, was it Dave FM back then? Because it was...
It was still Z93. It was before it became Dave FM. And I won a radio competition. There was a radio show broadcast live every Sunday from a venue called Jake's Roadhouse. And they had a competition. It was sort of like a little tiny American Idol. But they called it Idol Hippie because it was like a hippie radio show. And I've got a definite hippie streak in me. So I thought, ooh, I'll try out to be the Idol Hippie. And it was a little play on words because it was I-D-L-E instead of I-D-L-L. Cute. So anyway, I won the contest, and my prize was to play every Sunday night for most of 2003 on the radio. And I made a lot of musical connections because they also had full bands on every show that year. So I got to meet a lot of bands and make a lot of connections in Atlanta that way.
Well, and you were not, you know, you hadn't been in Atlanta that long, if I recall. I mean, you have a lot of history in Pittsburgh.
Right. Well, I started, my first band was in Pittsburgh when I was in high school. And so that was just my last year of high school. And then I went to school at Penn State, and I didn't do anything very serious with music while I was in school. I just played with people at parties and stuff. But I didn't really start to pursue it seriously until I moved to Atlanta. And I think, you know, I have had this conversation with my sister that I will never forget, where I was just talking to her. This was as I was graduating from college. And I said, you know, I feel like I made a mistake not putting my whole heart into pursuing music. You know, college was great and everything, but I think music is where my heart is. And she's like, you know, you have to be a certain kind of crazy to go into music. Do you think you're that kind of crazy?
Yep. Check.
I thought, Damn right I am. You can beat that, right?
I think you're all right. I just remember you saying to me, do you think I'm nuts for trying to do this as a living? And, I don't know if you remember what I said, probably because it wasn't that important. But I just said, it's just after being at the radio stations that I was at, it's just such a hard life. It is so hard to be a musician and be famous and travel, and you don't spend a lot of time with your family and you this and this and this. But I just figured if anybody could do it, you could, because you are that special kind of crazy.
Exactly. But the thing is, I've sort of struck this balance because I don't do music for a living. I do it for a pleasure and for my hobby. And I put a lot of heart and time into it, but I do have a day job as well. So I never took that full plunge, but I feel like I found a sort of satisfactory balance.
What is your day job,
Lindsay? Doing it. I work for the Carter Center. It's Jimmy Carter's nonprofit.
Oh yeah.
In Atlanta.
The library, like, or the,
well, he has, there's several branches of the Carter Center. The library museum is one of them, but they have peace programs where they sort of mediate conflicts between countries supervise elections. And I work on the public health side where the Carter Center targets diseases of poverty, basically, in countries in Africa and Latin America. And that's where my field is.
Well, talk about a gratifying job, real job, you have two great jobs.
One of the things that strikes
me when I take a look, and I didn't know you at all before, a week or two ago when we were conspiring against Jamie. and then I realized how much fun she was. She was like, sure, we can trick Jamie. I love that idea. So, but your smile radiates the pictures from the stage. I mean, that smile goes a long way with audiences.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I do. I can't help it. I smile a lot when I'm up there because I truly am just in love with what I'm doing.
Oh, I do have a question, a serious question for you here.
Sure.
I listened to, maybe 10, 15 of your songs before we put the show together today. And I was trying to nail you down as to, as to a genre. Boy, you are all over the place, girl. I mean,
oh boy.
I don't know. It's not rock. It's not country. It's an amalgamation of everything.
Right, right. Oh, you're not asking me to pick a genre, are you?
Did you have one? Is there one that you prefer, or is it just a little bit of everything?
What we throw out there is often, we do say an amalgam, and I throw out roots rock or folk rock or Americana. Americana is a nice nebulous term that can encapsulate a lot of what we do. And even a little bit of alt country. I definitely think there's some alt country mixed in there for sure. But it's hard. It's hard for me to claim a genre. And that's part of the issue with that is that all the musicians in this band have incredibly varied musical tastes. And we bring all of that into the band. And none of us really wants to, nor do we have much pressure to sort of stick to a specific genre. And to some reviewers, that's sort of a downside because you want to have an easy identity. But for us, it's more fun.
So Lindsay, if we can't, which I love that about you, is you can't put your music in a nice little neat box and put it up on a shelf where it belongs. It's kind of a little bit of everything. So what do you listen to? Because I bet it's pretty varied.
Oh, wow. I do listen to a lot of alt country. I'm sure you remember this, Jamie. My dad is still making the amazing mix CDs from that genre.
Yeah. You come by the hippie thing, honestly, because your parents are hippies.
That's the truth. Yes.
Hippies from Pittsburgh?
Reformed yuppies these days, but yeah, they have their hippie past. Yes, and they live in Pittsburgh.
And yes, Lindsay's dad makes mixtapes all the time. He gave me one, and then I think I still have like a mixed CD of John Prine, and all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wasn't that your first real exposure to him? And I think you liked it.
Of course I liked it. It's all country. Yes. It's awesome.
Yeah, right.
Well, Lindsay, tell us, what song of the ones you gave me would represent your alt country a little bit?
Well, I feel like you played, I feel like Breaking Up and Less Asleep are definitely, and well, especially Less Asleep.
Right, yeah.
Let's see. Of what I sent
Well, let me ask you this. Let me rephrase that. Where did... Is Etta James you?
That song, those lyrics were written by a former drummer of ours. And during that time, he had been sharing a lot of his poetry with me, and it originated as Jesse James. But I am like a little feminist, and I didn't want to idolize Jesse James because I don't really like his politics. So I asked if we could change it to Etta James, and that was my contribution to those lyrics. So that's not really about me. I actually like my job.
Okay, I was just checking.
I want to hear it. I haven't heard that one.
You haven't heard it?
Oh, let's put it on.
All right.
Moly, my hair is blowing back like I had my head out of the window driving 65 miles an hour.
No, Glenn, I like I said, I didn't write those lyrics, but I definitely, when I'm singing that song, I'm feeling it. I love singing about having a pistol in my pocket.
Yeah, I bet.
It makes me feel tough.
Yeah, I feel it too. I'm mad for you. That's just awesome. I'm just so amazed, Lindsay, at how much your music has matured. And I'm curious as to what makes you What do you think created that? Is it the life that you now live being, you know, a married woman? Is it the fact that, you know, we've put on a little bit of age, even though you don't look like it at all?
Yeah, right.
Or do you credit it to your kind of constant steady flow of band members that come and go? You know, what do you think has matured your music?
I definitely think it's hours put in is the number one thing, because I just have become a lot more practiced vocally, and to a lesser extent I've improved on the guitar. But I do I definitely think, you know, traveling to some of the places I've gone for work, like Nigeria and some countries in Latin America, has been very eye-opening and has, you know, fueled some of the feeling behind some of my songs. And yeah, I do. I think some of it is growing up, and I still feel pretty inspired by a lot of what happens around me in my life. And so I'm happy about that, because, you know, once I got happily married, I lost a lot of the drama that fed my song topics.
It's funny how that works. That's another way for saying life got boring. That's another way of saying that.
No,
I wouldn't call it.
I know, just God, just kidding.
No, but it's funny you mentioned that. It's true, because I used to be the hugest fan of Keith Urban. Oh my gosh, I loved Keith Urban. Now that he's married and has kids, all his songs are about like being happy and being married and having kids, and I just don't like it anymore. I want some good breakup songs, for God's sake, Keith.
Well, admittedly, the song Dark Blue, which I sent, that is a song about a relationship, but it was a conversation with a friend about his relationship, and that is who that song is about. And I wrote the words and then sent it to him, and he made some changes. And so I'm still writing breakup songs. They're just not necessarily about mine.
Oh, yes, a good juicy breakup song. I have to hear it.
You just have to we'll play that in a little bit. You just have to have a lot of friends, Lindsay. That's what you have to have.
Yes, a lot of friends who continue to have dating drama.
So I want to know, first of all, before we go too much further, I want to know, while you two are playing together, what's the one show you played together? Now, other than the one Jamie already talked about on the morning show, what's the one show you played together where you left the stage and went, oh my God?
Like, what do you mean, oh my God?
God, good?
Oh, oh my God, good? Oh my God, bad? Whatever it is.
Okay, do you remember playing at Jake's, and you mentioned Jake's Roadhouse, but then they changed the name of Jake's Roadhouse to Jake's Toad House?
Really?
You remember?
Yes.
So stupid.
Yes, when they really Toad wanted House? To identify as a hippie bar.
Yeah. And so I was up on stage, and what we would do, Glenn, is Lindsay would play some, I would play some, we'd play some together. It was just however it worked out. And I remember that I was working for a radio. I will never forget this, because this, I'm still butthurt about it. These coworkers of mine came to watch us play. This is my first like foray into, like, it was an actual elevated stage. I remember that I was like actually on an elevated stage and not just on the floor in front of people at a coffee house or something. So that was a big deal. So my coworkers come, and I'm like so excited that some of my radio station coworkers are there, blah, blah, blah. They stayed for three songs and then left.
Oh, that hurts.
While I was playing, I will never forgive them for that.
Hurts.
One of those guys Facebooked me like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, I'm not writing him back. I'm still pissed.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that. That was so rude.
Oh God, it just hurts.
See, at least when we were doing our shows, we had our shows were dinner theater, so we knew that we had the audience for most of the show, because they would not leave until dessert was over. And then we knew how the show went, because as soon as dessert was over, if half the room vacated, we knew that wasn't going very well that day.
Ouch.
We should have given out free shots at the end of our set.
No, that's it.
Right, seriously, have some incentive to stick around. Now, my personal memory of like the shows that I haven't forgotten are the ones hosted by Josh Rifkin, the really perverted open mic host. Do you remember him?
I totally do. I think I'm friends with him on Facebook too.
And he would just, I mean, he was so lascivious. He would just be eyeballing us and making sort of crude comments about the hot girls on stage. I just thought he was a riot.
Oh, yeah. Put the microphones closer together, girls. Put them right next to each other, girls. Like, stuff like that. Yeah, he was totally a pig. Totally a pig.
But in such a gratuitous and absurd way that it was funny in a way.
Exactly. You know? It wasn't threatening at all. If you saw the guy, bless his little heart, you would not be threatened by him at all. He was shorter than both of us, first of all. We outweighed him by about 100 pounds.
Poor Josh. I should have given him a fade name.
Josh Smith. It was Smith. That's what you said.
Smith, you're right.
Oh, God, I do remember that. And that's where I met the Russell Crowe lookalike guy, who was at that bar.
Oh, wow.
For those of you that are joining Horses in the Morning recently and haven't been with Jamie and I since the beginning, Jamie had a previous career for 10 years in morning radio in Atlanta, and she was basically known for telling her wild and bizarre and sometimes not so good dating stories. Mm. So that's what she was known for. And we hired her anyway. she did. I have
I
to tell you,
made an excellent choice,
Lindsay. Yes, yes, I did. I agree. She sent us a demo reel tape of her days, and we hired her. And I thought any girl that sends me that tape of that, we need to hire her, because one of these mornings I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it on the air for everybody. You had some wild co-hosts. Let me tell you.
Well, I just had some really crappy dates, really, is what it boils down to. You know, not all of us found our dream man like Lindsay did immediately. I know. I remember when you first started dating him, I was like, oh, she's done. He is too cute and he is too sweet. So,
oh, man. There, another one bites the dust, right?
I know. I'm like, God, I have no friends anymore. Lindsay's gone. Who am I going to talk to?
Oh, Glenn, you know, I do want to comment that there was one guy that both Jamie and I dated briefly.
At the same time?
No.
Oh.
But, and the song Breaking Up, I wanted to tell you this earlier. The song Breaking Up is not actually a true story. Although most of my songs are true stories and most of them are about me, Breaking Up was a made up, you know, breakup scenario. And he loved that song. His name was Garth. And whose name is Garth? I don't know anybody else with that name. And he called that song The Lie, because it wasn't a true story. And it was his favorite song.
I would like to point out Lindsay dated him first and then moved on, but then did tell me that I had to go out with him. She's like, oh, you'll have a great time. I'll take you to a really nice fancy dinner. So and he did. And he did. He dropped like 80.
Deliver.
He totally delivered. You were absolutely right. I went to a really super fancy dinner in downtown Atlanta, and I'll never forget it. It was one of the nice dates. Never called the guy back. Oh, God. Same as with a song, Glenn. Lindsay, stop. Dark. Don't go any further.
Yeah, we'll do the one she talked about earlier, Dark Blue.
Great.
Yeah. the die has been cast. It's setting in fast in a dark, dark
My God, that was amazing. That's Lindsey Raker's. I mean, that is anthem rock right there. That is Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland. No wonder I like it. It's a breakup song and it's just awesome. It's got all the emotion. Thank you. Girlfriend, you are singing from the tips of your toes in that one. My God.
That was a really fun one to record. We recorded that with Josh Golden last year and his studio. He's a great Atlanta musician also. And we had a blast.
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite one yet.
Thanks.
I think we're gonna play my favorite one out today when we're done in a couple of minutes here. And my favorite one's Wishing Well. I really Ooh. Like how that starts. I just like that song.
Thank you, Glenn.
Tell us about that.
Oh, Wishing Well is definitely a song fueled by my traveling. You know, the words of that song are about sort of the inequity that I have observed. You know, I just really feel so fortunate for my life here in this country, you know, with the loving family that I came from and the opportunities I've had. And Wishing Well, it's partially about my dreams of success in music and also just about the way that we cling to our good fortune and success. So I guess that would be the story of that song.
Well, you can tell your heart comes out in that song. And we'll play the show out today. So everybody wait till the very end and you'll get to hear Wishing Well. So I have to ask you, you're in a job that you absolutely love and obviously you're very passionate about. And then you have this side gig. How many gigs a year do you guys play?
We probably on average play twice a month. Last year we did something really cool. We did a 5-day tour to New York City, a festival in upstate New York, and then Pittsburgh, my hometown. And that was just an amazing trip because Mark, our guitar player, is from New York. And I had friends show up at that show that I hadn't seen since college that I had no idea were coming and that saw it in the newspaper. And then we went to Pittsburgh, my hometown, and it was, you know, just 150 people from my life, from my wow. childhood, my in high school and college.
Wow, that's
usually,
cool.
Yeah, it was so nice to finally have the tour experience, even though it was 5 days, and I'm sure it was so cushy compared to you know, months on end on the road. But it was very idyllic and beautiful weather the whole time. But we generally play about twice a month, and now I'm playing with this other band called Whiskey Belts, which is like a tribute to old-timey honky-tonk country. And that band looks like we're going to be gigging out a few times a month, too. So I'm keeping myself busy.
Well, now my question, so that leads to my question. You know, obviously when you were growing up in music, you had this dream of making it big. Do you still have that dream, or is it something now you're going, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. I'm not sure if I even want to make it that big where it becomes a full-time gig.
To be honest, I would love to make my living making music. Okay. To make it big is a different story and not something I feel is attainable for even most super talented musicians. So I might be a little more realistic about my aspirations now, but I haven't totally let go of the notion of you know, just doing music full time. I do want to do that still. I can't deny it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I was wondering about that. I was curious.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I would love to make my living that way.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad you said that too, because, you know, I know you love your job and I know you love your life right now, but I still will hold tight to just never give up. Never give up your dream, you know, ever. And I say that to lots of people. You know, here I am living on a farm, doing a radio show from my kitchen where I look out my window and I see my horses, and my radio show is about horses. I mean, it just, if like my friend Christian said to me, he goes, did you win the lottery? Is that what happened?
And she said yes, except for that co-host guy. Except for him, it's great.
I'm like, clearly you haven't listened to the show before, Christian.
Oh, poor Glenn. Jamie, I'm so happy for you. I just, it's really amazing what your life has become, and I'm happy for you as well. It's awesome. I hope I get to visit your horse farm someday, and I'll get on a horse and be terrified, and you'll say, don't worry, I got all the bucks out of him.
Yeah.
She was listening to
the
show.
She knows you.
That cracked me up.
Oh, you are too funny. This is too much fun. I can't even believe it. This is my favorite musical episode yet.
Me too.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate it. If we ever get down to record at a show or something in the Atlanta area, we are for sure going to have you guys over.
Oh, fantastic. It's been such a pleasure, you guys. Jamie, it's so good to catch up with you, girl.
Oh my God, it's been amazing. And I'm just so sad that you remembered some of the things that I did. I was hoping you would have forgotten.
is that Garth's story going to end up on the cutting room floor?
No, because I do the editing. So
poor guy, if for some reason he comes across this show, he's going to be like, I know that girl. I'm going to listen. Oh my God, they're talking about me.
I won't be sending him the link.
My guess is you two weren't the only ones he blew 80 bucks on. So that'd be my guess.
Bless his heart.
Hey, guys. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Lindsay. And you know, give a shout out again to all the members of your band.
Oh, you want me to name them?
Yes.
All right. Well, a big shout out to Mark Evers, Ryan Taylor, Rich DeSantis, and Mitchell Sosby.
Because they're the ones that help you sound so darn good, and we always like to make sure that we acknowledge them too. And what's your website where everybody can buy and listen to your music?
LindsayRakersBand.com, and that's Lindsay like Lindsay Lohan. That's with an A.
With an A-Y, yep. And we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well at horsesinthemorning.com. And, of course, we'll post this on Facebook, too. Thank you, Lindsay and Jamie and both of you. It was so much fun for me to be able to sit back and listen to you talk about old time's sake. And that's just great. I mean, it's fun. And now I also got to hear some things about Jamie that I didn't know about before. And wasn't I good, Lindsay? You know, we had that talk about all the things Jamie did, and I didn't bring one of them up in the show today.
You did a great job. Very respectful.
Oh, you hush. I will come and find you.
And hang on, everybody. You're listening to Lindsay Raker's Wishing Well, my favorite of the ones she sent over to me. Goodbye, everybody. Be safe and wear your helmet.
Thanks so much.
I put a quarter in a wishing well twice a week. $26 for the stream I keep.